March, you obviously played the three arenas, part of C2C. I mean, you smashed the entire festival. To now be back again so soon, headlining your own tour, your fiancé is opening for you. It must be exciting and also a wee bit surreal.
Yeah, it is. It's like, you know, we tour all through the year and usually separately. So Ryan and I being out, you know, the last month and then coming over here, which is his first time to Ireland. It's so cool to... It's an excuse to see each other. And then, you know, I'm also so excited to introduce my Irish fans to his music. So it's going to be a really fun show. And this is such a great club. So I'm excited to play tonight.
From your perspective, though, how have you already found that the audience would differ over here as opposed to the States?
You know, it's not too dissimilar. I feel like the fans in Ireland, which I got a little taste of, as you said, at C2C, they're just so warm and inviting, and that means so much, especially when you've traveled all this way and you're trying to kind of get a grasp on the culture, and you're getting over jet lag. It's nice to come here and, you know, have fans to begin with. So I noticed when we played C2C, it was just such an energetic crowd, and they really knew every word to my songs, and not just the ones that have, you know, been on the radio. They knew all the deep cuts of my album too. So that is always really amazing to see and hear.
And since the release of the Hero album last June, I mean, you've pretty much been living on the road. I know you toured with Keith Urban and you've just finished a massive tour with Sam Hunt.
Yes.
What did you take away from those tours, and how do you think it's helped you develop as a performer?
Yeah, I mean, I learned so much being out with Keith last summer, because that was my first tour to ever be on at that scale. So watching him every night just deliver such a powerful show, an energetic show. Obviously, he's an amazing guitarist as well. So I think I learned how to run a tour from just watching him run a tour. So I learned a lot about, you know, how you treat your band and your crew, and you want it to feel like a family out there because you're away so much from your actual family. So you have to learn how to adapt out here, and I learned a lot of that from Keith. And then from touring with Sam, he is just such a genre bender. So I see a lot of myself doing that with my own music. It's not just country, it's not just pop, it's a little bit of everything, R&B, soul, rock. So it was cool to see Sam blend all those genres each and every night, and have it translate so amazingly to the crowd. So I learned a lot from both of those guys, and I'm going out with Niall Horan next summer. Yeah. So I've really had some crazy experiences and very different experiences touring.
You gave us a great performance at the Country Music Awards last week of Seeing Blind. You're going to tour North America together next year. How did this working friendship come about?
It's really organic the way it happened. It was just, he reached out to me over email and he saw my performance on the Grammys and became a fan and reached out to me with the song Seeing Blind he had written, you know, a year previously, and he wanted to make it a duet. And so he just really kindly reached out and said that he loved my voice and thought that we would sound amazing together on this song. And so I heard it and immediately agreed, because it was such a great, fun, energetic song, and it really reminded me a lot of country too. It's got that quality which is so cool of him. And so yeah, I recorded my vocal on the song, and we FaceTimed when I was in the studio because he was in New York, and it was, I think, St. Patrick's Day, and he and his band were all wearing these bright green suits and they were drinking, and I was in the studio recording my vocal, and he was, you know, cool to FaceTime in so we could meet via phone at least. And then we met in person a few weeks later after that.
When I look into your eyes, it's a sight I can't describe. Oh, I must be seeing blind. Oh, no, you're too good to be all mine. Now I'm looking in your eyes. Oh, I must be seeing blind.
A lot of artists would tell me that they struggle to write when they're on the road. The two things are quite separate. Obviously, it's an individual thing. You're in the midst of putting together the second album. How's that coming along?
It's good. You know, I never know where I am until all the chips have fallen, but it is hard for me to write on the road. I've gotten a little bit better at it this year, just out of necessity. Just have not been home long enough to even write or make a divot. So I've had to write out on the road, and it's an adjustment to write in the back of a tour bus, but you figure it out. And so I've written a good amount of songs, and I think, you know, just absorbing what I've experienced the last 2 years has been an exercise for me, just because I released an album, released a single, and then my entire world just took off. And so I've really been able to write my heart out the last few months. And after this tour is over, I'm going to be taking some time at home to write even more and really round out the record. So we're kind of in the thick of the creative process right now.
And I know that your influences are all over the board. I mean, you're as much a fan of Johnny Cash as Pink Floyd. Hero really is. If anybody asked me to describe the modern country sound, I would point them towards that album. As you say, genre bending, and you really have turned an audience on to country who would have never gone near it before, because their perception was kind of, with respect, Garth Brooks and Billy Ray Cyrus. How much of the overall eclectic sound was your own input, and how much of that was Busby's?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm a fan of all times of country music. So I love the classics. I love the 90s country era. I love now. And so I've, you know, as a songwriter, I've always been a fan and have really soaked in the genre over the last, you know, two decades at least. And so I think for me personally, I've always grown up listening to everything. I loved country. I was a, you know, child in the 90s. I loved the Spice Girls. I loved the Cardigans. I loved Sheryl Crow. You know, I listened to really all over the map. So I had always been writing a little bit of everything, and then Busby came into the picture, and he's such a great glue between the pop and the country world, because he has a place in Los Angeles and he has a house in Nashville, and so he's always written in both of those cities in his career. So I think he just has this very innate way of blending those genres anyways. So I think with both of us coming together, it just solidified the sound even more, us loving every type of music. And I remember we would listen to old Sheryl Crow albums to get inspired, and that's how we wrote My Church. So he'll go there with me. If we want to write something country, if we want to write something super R&B that day, it all ends up sounding like me, because it's me, and he really helped fine-tune that for Hero.
Will he be producing the second album?
Yeah, and he's also a co-writer too. So we've written a good amount of songs the last year. And, you know, he's such a great producer as well. I feel like I don't need to really hammer on anything with him. We co-produced Hero together, so I'll tell him just what I'm feeling. If something needs more, you know, echo, something needs to just feel a little bit more sparse, because you don't want to overproduce it, he just will completely absorb that. And take it and make it even greater. So he's almost like my right arm in a lot of those sessions.
Can I ask you about your single Dear Hate? Because obviously in the wake of the terrible shootings in Las Vegas, even over here in Ireland, it was a great comfort to us, you know, trying to make sense in the heat of the moment. I know you wrote the song a couple of years ago with, was it Tom Douglas and David Hodges?
Yeah.
And then, correct me if I'm wrong, but you sent the track to Vince Gill looking for harmonies and a bit of guitar, and he turned it into a duet.
Yeah, he was really kind about it too. Vince didn't take, he didn't want to be paid for the session. He just loved the song. So that was really cool of him, because I know, you know, he's a legend, and he's got so many people, I'm sure, asking him to be featured on something. And he's a great guitar player, so I'm sure he plays a good amount of sessions, but he just really loved and took to that song emotionally. And so he went and did his vocal on it a separate day, and he was just gonna, we ran out of time when we were actually recording his guitar. So he said, I can just take it to my home studio and I'll put my harmonies on it. And then, you know, a couple weeks later we got it back, and he said, I got so emotional singing the harmonies, I just decided to sing the lead on the second verse, and you can use it or not use it, it's your song, but I really loved singing it. So, and you know, hearing Vince Gill take the lead on your own song, it's like you'd be crazy not to make it a duet with his beautiful voice. So that's how that happened.
You were there in the garden when I ran. Thank you.
congratulations on the new modeling contract with Wilhelmina.
Thank you.
Massive for you as an artist, but also, again, I was talking about that sort of Garth Brooks, Billy Ray Cyrus perception of country. It really does sort of bring it up to date, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's a really great step forward just for girls too, or you know, boys, to like look at me, and I don't look obviously like a typical model. I'm like 5'1", I'm very short, and I've always looked a little bit different, and I've been okay with that. Like, I really celebrate it, and I think they should too. And so for Wilhelmina, who has always, you know, signed really diverse looking people, and their artist roster is really diverse as well. They have like Shawn Mendes and Nicki Minaj and Nick Jonas, to be in that roster too as the country element, which they've never signed a country artist before. So it's really cool to be that. And it's just a really great example that you don't need to look cookie cutter or like you see, you know, on billboards. You can actually look like a real person and be beautiful. And I've always loved fashion, and I feel like I've gotten better at it as the years have gone by in the industry. But it's cool to, yeah, bring it up to date for country music. I want, you know, more country artists represented at those events and the fashion events, the fashion shows. I've always wanted to go to like Milan or Paris and watch like actual fashion week. And you always see pop stars and like actors and actresses there, but you never see country represented. So I'm glad to like take that into the century that we're in right now and open those doors.
Because you do change your look quite a lot. Do you think that would then be an example of throughout your career, your sound, you'd maybe jump from one thing to another? Because I think, as all the great artists do, you couldn't sort of pin Maren Morris down.
Yeah, unless you're Ryan Hurd, I guess. I am getting married to him. I think it's cliche, but life is too short. I don't understand like the fear of always looking the same. It's okay if you want to. I mean, you know, while you're here, it's like have fun with it. I've never really stuck to one look for very long. I think part of it is because my mom is a hairdresser. Yeah. So I just grew up in the world of always changing your hair, and she would always do that for me when I was little. So now it hasn't stopped. And so I just have fun with it. I'm not really scared to shy away from certain fashion, certain hairstyles, like makeup. I always like to change it up for my own like boredom, basically.
And I've heard you say before you have aspirations of one day having your own hairline for both men and women.
Yeah, I do. You did your homework. I think just coming from that world and growing up in a hair salon, after having my hair done hundreds and hundreds of times professionally the last few years, I love products and I love experimenting, and I've had every type of hairstyle, so I think I know like what products will work for it. But yeah, I wanted to create a line that's like pretty androgynous and doesn't need to be too feminine scented or masculine scented. Something that's like in between and is like good for the environment, all natural, isn't going to fry your hair or anything, not made of just chemicals. I would love to create some sort of happy medium of products that are safe, but also they work.
Okay. And the last question I want to ask you, Lucy Silvas is over here. She's playing in Ireland next weekend. I recently spoke to her. She told me a bit about your friendship and the fact that you were among a handful of people at her and John's wedding.
Yeah.
When do you get time to plan for a wedding?
Oh, well, fortunately, I have some help. We have a wedding planner that's helping us so much, especially with us being gone so often. Yeah, just all email, basically. A lot of Pinteresting, too, pinning what I love just at weddings. And we want it to feel like us, so it's going to feel like a party, I think. We have all the main things. We've got, like, the location booked. We've got, like, the date. We've got all the main stuff. It's just the details left.
Brilliant. Maren, I can't wait for your performance tonight. And again, you didn't have to do this, so thank you so much for giving me some of your time.
Yeah, thank you for talking to me. Feel like a heart to get.